Thank you. Finally, on the general points, the categories cover offensive equipment. Defensive equipment, is it? Or offensive equipment? It's offensive equipment.
No such distinction.
There's no such distinction. Okay. But they do miss out certain capabilities, offensive and defensive. So, for example, on the missiles, there is no ground-to-air air-to-ground systems. Ground-to-air systems covered. I confused myself. So there's no ground-to-air capability covered there. So that's something that we can look at. The other things we can look at are what's called force multipliers and force projection. Now, force multipliers are those elements of an armed forces inventory that can enable a small group fighting to be more effective. For example, this could include reconnaissance, it could include electronic countermeasures, command and control vehicles. And this is a more of a technological development, and we're seeing this more and more in the battlefield. It's not about numbers of equipment these days. It's about how you control those, what information they have, and where they are pointed at. So it is feasible to talk about some of the force multipliers and whether they could be included, such as electronic warfare, communications reconnaissance, and other logistics that improve the capability of a small fighting unit. There is also the force projection capabilities, and this is the ability to transport small numbers of troops into an area of conflict quickly, or to bridge natural obstructions like rivers very quickly to enable forces to move rapidly from one conflict area to another conflict area. This too can have big advantages when it comes to military engagement, and it's also something that is missing in the register. So both these types of equipment, and I've put examples of these types of equipment into the changes of the categories that we will go through. So essentially, there's the elements for discussion: small arms and light weapons, armed unmanned air vehicles, or a chapeau about manned and unmanned in all categories, and then force projection and force multipliers on all of them. The only other point I would raise is I've also looked at the existing category of battle tanks, and we will come to that, but it seems that the weight limit for battle tanks is an old classification between heavy, medium and light, and that classification seems to be going away as technology develops and materials become more and more lighter and more resistant to an enemy fire, as it were. But I will emphasize more as we go through the categories now.